chi da chi zang ni nambi ki chi xe ya de chen de dang chi ma ni ni chi ma ki dang de xe gu yore chen de lu dang anzu de chi yang ding yore chi ma de lu pe anzu ki ro gu du chi ma xing de anzu lu chi wa li tong ma ya mi ta ma ya mi xe gu yore Chatma Mabananganju gave Liddy Jiggy 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 Chinagi the young dear. And the name is in Sendeni, young Chaman Dogia, and Chamadia, and Dwari to Bukondo Jig Jawan and Dogu. What take good to him and or some?
So in general, when we speak about practicing Dharma, and so as a practice, practicing Dharma or the practitioner of Dharma oneself as a practitioner of Dharma, it is important to put more regards and significance to that of future lives in comparison to one's present lives. We need to put more regards and significance to one's future life because when we talk about future life, there is infinite. As we find in the text, it says, there is no beginningless of our life. And similarly, there is no end of our life. So it transcends one life to another. So it is infinite. So regardless of what kind of rebirth that one may take. As ordinary beings or the samsaric beings, we have no other destinations just beside the six realms. We will be taking rebirth within the six realms.
Nyendo sundi nyawa ye da dindo sundi. Ote sumbu kandu ji prakyon to gure. Ta ngandun tende lepe gyawa yapu ji di, yapu ji ji tu na, ane gi li de ku chimbu ji ni, telo sinye sepa ni kakala ka suyo to ni, ane ngandun la me hama sum kandu ji ki jawa pangri. A ti no ne ngandun mali tenje me gi li jawa de pangri ni, ane ma kima to ni, padu se ni,
So speaking about one's present life and the future lives. So when we talk about this present life and future, we are not really referring this life to our this physical aggregates, in other words, the physical form. And the physical aggregate that we have serves as a basis for the abidance of our mental consciousness. And our physical aggregate is not the person, nor it is self. So, and neither it goes, it transcends one life to another. It is the mental consciousness, the subtlest, the most subtlest mental consciousness is the source of our continuity of our life. And so now, here the question is, so since this mental consciousness transcends from one life to another life, and how can we really determine what kind of life form that one may have in our future life is again determined by one's own deeds. If one engages in the practice of Dharma, in other words, virtuous deed, this will then lead oneself to the future life in the fortunate rebirth, in the three high rebirths, in other words. It is called, so-called, the rebirths of human beings, gods and demigods. And as a result of engaging in the negative deeds, will then propel oneself to the lower realms, the beings of the lower realms, one of the three lower realms, such as either one may take a rebirth in the hell realm or preta realm, which is the hungry ghost realm, or the animal realms. Those are the six types of realms within which we take rebirth, you know, out of our, depending upon our own actions. And so, once we, our consciousness leaves this present body, which is the physical aggregates, and instantly one will then be taking rebirth within the Bardo realm, which is the intermediate, the realm of intermediate. Intermediate is the state between the death and the rebirth.
Zubu le tuyete tudu, nangi hipa dala, ahisi ji nye yore. Yihi de, senga ngadu mima tsung tena ji onti tena ngajiro, ahisi ngende, nangzi mihi nangi ambu ma ngani hipa yore. Ano zubu ge tuyo yore, pora tambu tu, hipa dake nesa dala, luji ambu, tambu te chi kali sikdo. Zan ambu dala sikdo mondele, ano ambu dala tenbi, ahi de, Tambu anki de sudo, anki de ambunga hiba loka loka ni, mihi naki jengdo ambunga ni kiki neki mai, ambu sudo ni chero osiri, mihi adu naki de jaga hiki mani, te ambu sudo ni chero osiri, ta anda jiki duro wa.
So normally, when we talk about when someone is declared as a dead person, is normally we consider someone is already passed away based upon the cessation of the individual's breath. If individual's breath is, individual is no longer breathing, as breath has already ceased, then it is declared as a dead person. However, according to the texts, the Buddhist texts, though the individual is no longer the breath is totally ceased. It is ceased to exist. The individual is still alive because the subtlemost the consciousness is still present within the individual. And so there are many processes will take place at the time of death, the process of death, starting from the dissolution of the sense consciousness, such as eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, and so on. Having dissolved all those five sense consciousness, it is also known as the gross level of consciousness, will then begin to dissolve the mental consciousness. Again, within the mental consciousness, there are subtleties. Some mental consciousness are gross. There are gross levels of mental consciousness, and as well as the subtle level of mental consciousness. So then, there are many different processes. There are stages of the process when individual is going through a process of dying. So as we mentioned earlier, though the individual's breath has been already ceased, the mental consciousness is still present. And so long as the mental consciousness is present within the individual, and in reality, the individual is not actually dead. It's not passed away yet. So we could see a lot of different signs of when they go through the process of dying, such as the signs of losing the luster of the individual's from the individual's face, and also the warmth or the heat of the warmth of the individual's body will be ceased gradually. And so once all those the consciousness has dissolved one after another, then finally the subtlemost consciousness leaves the individual's body or the physical aggregates. Simultaneously, the individual is born as a bardo beings. And once the at the moment the individual's consciousness leaves this body, then at the same time, the bardo body has been established or come into existence. Bardo body will come into existence. And at the moment the bardo body is come into existence, bardo body come into existence with complete faculties, with all the consciousness and all those faculties. There's no sequence of the coming into being of the faculties of the bardo beings, but rather their faculties are complete simultaneously at the moment they take birth within the bardo or the intermediate state. And here again, having said that bardo body, yet there is no obstacles. You know, the bardo body cannot be obstructed by anything. It can just go through like an air. Bardo body, there's no obstacles, there's no obstructions for the bardo body. Bardo body can go through anything. So here, then the lifespan of the bardo being is said to be at 49 days. And there's the bardo beings cannot live more than 49 days. Yet at the same time, it is not necessarily the bardo beings can live 49 days. Bardo being, there's the lifespan of the bardo beings again varies. Sometime right after the person, coming into existence of the bardo state, and the individual, right away the individual, will fall into hell realms. And so on, so it's depending upon one's intensity of one's karma and so on. And so it is said that every after seven days, the bardo being will take a rebirth, different rebirth, till the 49 days. So therefore, the Buddhists normally perform rituals and the purification rituals for the dead person every after 7 days of the person's passing away, person has been passed away. So this is for this purpose, because it really helps them to, find a fortunate rebirth. This is the purpose of, performing all these ritual practices, purification practices particularly. And so, for instance, if the individual is finding another life on Saturday, if you engage in the practice of the Dharma or the ritual performance on Friday, this will really help. It will have a really strong impact or the effects on the bardo beings, so that bardo being can find an appropriate rebirth.
Oh, tender. Ah, tender. You, because like, so some yabu di yi ni, and do si ma kia da taki ya kia yabu di di chang yi na, and da yi li jie shi ni. Ya san ji ge sa li ngan zu di man ya lan da bo do tender pa de gu du ming shi no ma gu pi. Do
So therefore, it is important for us to put more regards and significance of one's future life by engaging in the practice of virtue and engaging in the actions of the virtue, in other words, practice and dharma, will then enable us to take a rebirth in one's future life, in a rebirth within this, the land of Sukhavati, which is the blissful land. And so in the land of Sukhavati, or the state of Sukhavati, and your body is unlike our, you know, ordinary human body. It's rather, it is uncontaminated. It says uncontaminated body, which is free from all kind of sufferings. And so so if you look at this is one of the purpose of engaging in the practice, engaging in dharma practice, and indulging in the virtuous deeds, so one can gain a liberty over one's life, like all other noble beings, such as His Holiness Dalai Lama and so on, though they have gained a liberty over their life, out of their compassion, they appear in this world to alleviate the suffering of other beings. And similarly, if we engage in the practice, we will gain liberty over our life, so that we can choose what kind of life that we would like to have. Either you want to remain within the secular existence for the purpose of helping other sentient beings, or you want to remain in the land of Sukhavati and so on. So since we haven't gained a freedom over our life, and we have not achieved liberty over our life, and yet at the same time, there is no excuse for us to not take a rebirth. You know, we will have to take a rebirth, and the rebirth will continue, you know, because as we mentioned earlier, that our mental consciousness will transcend one life to another, you know, uncontrollably. So therefore, now the question is now, the reason why I'm, you know, taking, I mean, practicing dharma is to have a great fear of this samsaric existence, particularly the three law realms, the fear of taking rebirth within the three law realms. And with this kind of fear, you are then the protection is sought, you know. So who will then protect us from this fear? Then the taking refuge in individuals will come into picture. So therefore, when we take a refuge in individuals, in the presence of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, such as Buddha Shakyamuni, His Holiness, and so on and so forth. And we must take a refuge in the presence of Buddha by visualizing the Buddha as a person, rather than visualizing Buddha's statue. So we must always, it is very important for us to, you know, bear in our mind when we visualize Buddha and taking refuge in front of Buddha, one must visualize Buddha as a Buddha, as a real person, rather than a statue or something that is painted on the wall. So this, if one is able to do this kind of practice, visualizing Buddha in person, then you will receive the blessings. So, therefore, it is important for us to engage in the actions that are virtues, the virtuous actions, in other words. Once you have engaged, when you have indulged in those virtuous actions, and the propensity of the virtuous action will remain within your mind's stream. And this will not be vanished. Once you have planted the seed of the virtues by means of engaging in the virtuous actions, well, then you will have the potency deposited within one's mind stream. Will remain within us. And later or sooner, it will ripen, and then you will experience the result, which is the happiness result.
Oh, then the thought and then you said the tongue as a matter that you can in a tendillo on the chin jaw chama gyawas and jaw chama gendari. Nayin a tendillo on the gyawadu in the junan, he would turn the majuni and make it chip a good city soon. And then on the deeper can get the luta, ah, yes, when they get any good. Chaman, the Bakanga. And then make it to be a chitting singing the Sunshaki, and send any jaw chipana chitting soon. Yalhat on the Nalichal and Tugri is a good. And make it to be a chitting the Kandas soon with this, and I'm not making it to be a chitting soon. Don't Kandas, and I'm not Lugi Gun Nagi Lugi in Nabatanga Nabangi and Lugi. And the melody chidalas, tau soji, soji ad, soji mam. And then komanko ad, and melody soja majineba. And the matamba chiba tena soon that you lichi went tesun, te kagu yuri, megiori. Then I'm hiding and dun, tama, titus, melichadin here, no the chichi mango good dons, and tama here, the mango good dons, and the melaba titu with an aloas and with the kagu yuri, and the dipa, and the lima is in the king yuri. Any age you're going to send about nothing about the curl but to judge him, Gigi and Abota. Your uncle by nursing and nothing nursing, a low toss in the kingdom. A control from your Marisa and the jug you are doing in the church among the Dawai and good Marisa, but the little what that kid your mother. What the legend and make it to be shooting in, eh? Make it to be shooting the swing again, eh? And the jaw chama long as now I did to do some chicken my time and how much the country take it easy.
So then speaking about engaging in virtuous conduct or the virtuous actions, and one's engagement of one's virtuous actions must be grounded upon the abstaining from ten non-virtuous actions. This is the basis, you know. Abandonment of 10 non-virtuous actions is the basis upon which one develop one's spiritual, enhance one's spiritual practice. So then, what are those 10 non-virtuous actions here? You know, regardless of what kind of actions one may take, either it is virtuous or the non-virtuous, it is all of those actions will be taken on the basis of either through body, speech, or mind. There are no other basis upon which those the deeds are built. So then here speaking about those 10 non-virtuous actions, the 10 non-virtuous actions are the three bodily actions, or three bodily actions, which is killing and stealing and sexual misconduct. Those are the three bodily non-virtuous actions which need to be abandoned. And then four, non-virtuous actions of the speech are lying, slandering, harsh words, and covetousness, right? And so then three from the body. Idle gossip. Those are the four. Sorry, and then three from the mind, or the covetousness, and wrong views, and harmful thoughts. So those are the 10 non-virtuous actions that one need to abandon. So if one is able to build one's virtuous deed, grounded upon the abstention from those 10 negative deeds, then it is certain that one will take a rebirth within one of the high realms. So if if one is able to refrain oneself from engaging in those negative deeds, mainly the 10 non-virtuous actions, one will then be able to lay the foundation of the achieving a state of enlightenment. Because in the past, all the Buddhas, such as Buddha Shakyamuni particularly, who was not an enlightened being primordially, was not primordially enlightened beings. Buddha Shakyamuni was like us, as ordinary beings, who had all kinds of delusions, mental afflictions, and so on and so forth. And Shakyamuni has gained state of enlightenment by means of engaging in virtuous actions and abandoning all those negative deeds and mental afflictions and so on. In the same manner, if we can engage in this virtuous deed, and we can also follow the footsteps of the Buddha Shakyamuni, we also have a potential of gaining the state of enlightenment, as Buddha Shakyamuni did. So now, and in what manner then one can really achieve the state of enlightenment? And how can we really achieve, how can we really engage in this virtuous deed and abandon a non-virtuous deed? Is then, first of all, in order to gain the state of enlightenment, first and foremost important, or the foundation upon which one can develop one's path to enlightenment is Nyejung, or the renunciation. Renunciation is generated first, because renunciation is a sentiment that is an aversion towards secular existence. Right from the beginning list and up until now, we have clinged on to this secular existence and mundane excellences that binds us within this secular existence, unable to free ourselves from the secular existence. So now renunciation is actually reversing, there's a reverse thought, in other words. You have having enchantment towards this secular existence, rather generate a disenchantment, in other words, aversion towards or the repulsion towards the secular existence. So, which will then allow us to generate what we call the genuine desire for achieving liberations or the moksha.
Dacha temba nakin de nganzu zoya yuri seguri, zoya yula yuri. Zulu yuton kadre senki rangi, yusawa tremana no lobuwa, send the tremana nazi dini rematoji, send a kuno trema taji yuri esri. Tapina say dabuji yingina se kuno, the tilipasation that you're gonna say to the taji yuro, say kuno pa kajin taji morotan nakin andoya, senki rangin the trema kuyu mari, tingi the sejata and sanji yuri. Then I can send you all and so send the juju ton. Running it, she gets your chin under, and it's on get on jarm of your song. And wrong it such a tanches and fingered in and around the canal and digging it to the canal, the same as Ambuji, and then on the Nabigi Chulu, such a board drum on those genity. Then look at the genna, the Tokonga and the wrong Pachiman, the Machiman, the Chila meet, and the Tokonga Kataji, Tushi, and those jiggies. What the necessary?
So just as the Buddha Shakyamuni has achieved enlightenment, and we also have the potential to gain the state of enlightenment. Why it is so? It's because it says once the nature of mind is mere luminosity, and all these afflictions or the defilements are advantages. They are not permanent. Those are all advantages. It can be abandoned. It is a temporary. Its existence is temporary. So therefore, our nature of our mind is untainted, unsoiled by these afflictions. Nature of our mind is, yes, covered. It's actually covered by the layers of negative thoughts and emotions, afflictions, but it is unsoiled by negative thoughts and emotions. So therefore, all these defilements are said to be advantageous. So it is for this reason we assert all sentient beings have a capacity to gain the state of enlightenment, have a potential to gain a state of enlightenment, because the nature of their minds are you know, untainted by negative emotions and thoughts, and the negative emotions and thoughts are advantageous. It can be removed, and once the negative thoughts and emotions are removed, then the measure of mind, which is merely luminosity, will activate. So therefore, all sentient beings, you know, one has this potential to gain the state of enlightenment. So therefore, one must engage in the practice. One must engage in the actions that are beneficial to oneself. And so, if one engages in the actions to accumulate wealth, mundane excellences, and so on and so forth, and regardless of how excellent they are, this will not really give you a ultimate satisfaction. So if one engages in the practice of the Dharma, or engage in the virtuous deed, will really become a seeds for giving rise to the ultimate satisfaction. And so, it says, one must, you know, engage in the actions to help other beings, not only to one's own, you know, loved ones and someone who is close to oneself, but also to all sentient beings. Without any discriminations, equally, one must, at least from the depth of one's heart, I will do my best to benefit or help beings with no discriminations or equally towards all other sentient beings.
Oh, then I in the answer to Chuji do law. And it all at Chundinia, Chuji do law, no, Jogia, Mon, the Indian Atlantic, and it Chiji Tamagitin de Gurin, that does a use that, Lenin. And it's another answer, Yachi on the social.
So one must always, you know, as we mentioned earlier, that making sure that when you visualize those noble beings, such as his, you know, Buddhas and the other beings, noble beings such as His Holiness and so on, one must entrust one's own spiritual quest to those beings and have a strong faith, a genuine faith to all of them. And if one has the altar, one can remain in front of one's altar and visualize all those beings. And if one doesn't have the altar, then one can visualize oneself, you know, one can visualize all those beings in as a real person, and have a great, you know, generate what we call the clear and convincing faith to those noble beings, and supplicate to them to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all the sentient beings. May all those noble beings be blessed me to be able to achieve state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. This is how you supplicate.
So
therefore, by visualizing all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and imagining oneself being in the presence of those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and then supplicating to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. The reason why we, the reason why we are, you know, supplicating to the Buddha to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings is because there's no such essential single sentient beings who had not been once on parents in the past. We talked that many times in the previous teachings about the infinity of our, you know, life, our previous life. It is infinite, it's beginningless. So when we talk about the beginningless of our life, then whenever we have a life and we had parents, our own parents. And so when we talk about the beginningless, it is inconceivable for us. So similarly, all those infinite sentient beings or inconceivable sentient beings who is equal to the space have been once on father and once on mother in the past. So therefore, I must not just gain the state of enlightenment just for the purpose of my own self, but to help all other sentient beings, all other mother sentient beings, to elevate them from the suffering of cyclic existence. So then with this, then one generates compassion and bodhicittas and so on.
Tumā mē sāng jī tū mēng dā jī jāwā lēnā lēnā mē lā mē pāma lē tēng kī rō ndū
So then, speaking about generating bodhicitta, there the bodhicitta is generated by relying upon the two different types of instructions, the instructions of six causes and one result, and instructions of exchanging oneself with others. And the six causes regarding the, you know, as to the first one, first of all, one must recognize all sentient beings as one's own mothers. And then being mindful of the kindness of all those mother beings, and not only just being mindful of their kindness, but also one engaged in the actions that can repay their kindness, repaying their kindness. And then one generates heartwarming love, which is a genuine love towards all sentient beings. And then will then be followed by the, you know, compassion, and the finally the determination or the resolute intention. Well, once you have completed all those stages generated within one's mind stem, will then lead oneself to achieve bodhicitta. So having recognized all mother sentient beings, all sentient beings as one's own mother, then one is being mindful of remembrance of their kindness, and then repaying their kindness. When we speak about repaying their kindness, we are not simply, you know, repaying their kindness by providing shelter, foods, clothing, and so on. Here, the repaying their kindness is by reflecting upon their nature of existence, being within the cyclic existence, and undergoing tremendous amount of sufferings. And since all beings who had not been once on mother in the past, so may I help all other sentient beings, all mother sentient beings, to free from the cyclic existence and suffering of the cyclic existence. And in order to do that, at the moment, I myself is trapped within the cyclic existence. I will not be able to elevate them from the suffering at this point. So how can I really help other sentient beings is to following the footsteps of the Buddha Shakyamuni, who gained the state of enlightenment and turned the wheel of Dharma and helped infinite sentient beings. Similarly, may I achieve the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings, and to be able to turn the wheel of Dharma and help all other sentient beings, elevate all other sentient beings from the suffering. So this is what we call the, you know, jinzui, which is repaying their kindness.
Oh, then I didn't die. My kid did the jinzui, you know, jambal, the jet, and the jet, and the jet, and the jet, and Lazan, the jonchu, sings, and those jet and over, you remember doing when I sent you the maki, tended, says the maki, tended, and the young jambal, hinge, Lazan, send the chon.
So
So this this will then followed by the other, you know, three causes of bodhicitta. We talked earlier about this heartwarming love will then enables one to generate compassion, great compassion, and will enables to generate resolute intention, laksam, which is a resolute intention. It's a strong determination. Will enable then will then give rise to the bodhicitta. At the moment you have generated bodhicitta, then the individual have become a bodhisattvas. And this is how the process of gaining the state of enlightenment. You know, you first engage in those, go through the stage, stage by stage, and generating bodhicitta, and then you develop on upon the on the basis of generating bodhicitta, one then develops a further, you know, the qualities, the spiritual qualities, will then eventually lead oneself to the state of enlightenment. So it is said that if one engages in the practice of the Dharma or the practice of the engage in the actions of the virtue in conjunction with generation of bodhicitta, will then become an actual seed or the substantial cause for gaining the state of enlightenment. Other than that, if one engages in the actions of the engages in the practice of Dharma or engage in the virtuous deed, it may become a positive cause, but it will not become an actual seed for state of enlightenment. And this same gi rangji we sawa res ta kyan de de song song sa kyan la yu ba same gi rangji we sawa che same kon de me ma le ba res che de me ma le ba res che
o de rangge
same gi de me same gi rangji de me ma le ba res same gi rangji we sawa res ta ngan zun nam ge ya kon so de ge che nyam le ro de de na ba ka bli ya che ta chi dan de same gi rangji we sawa de ta mo sto pe su su che to to de yo mar de ne su su nyam le chedwe kaanliya chik semgi rangji waisawa se tinda jirecha asamza chik tsabas chedwayak susul nyubarish kandes yongto buyo naas ende sikdu kwa
alili sikro sen chum kono rangi ndilo dhamma kuyo maariya sikri manzo se kono rangi ndil sen ki rangi ndil kono waisawa reye di kono sirgi chata dhir rangi ndil dhamma kuyo maariya sikri dhamma dhamma kuyo sen kono dhamma rindu kuyo
ဒီပတ်တယ်အတင်းရေတကတမန်တယ်ဆင်းရောင်ရင်ခွေးမှာစစ်ဒီနေရေရှာကတန်တဲ့တယ်တမန်ဆိုချက်တကောင်းစမ်းစမ်းလဲညံလဲရချေကုန်းချေတို့ချေပဲနအဒီခါတို့လဲဆင်းကြောင်ရေဝဆောက်တဲ့တင်တဲ့ရေချေအဆမ်းစစ်ဆူဆဲကုန်ချဘာချေတော့ချုံကြပဲတမတွေ့တွေ့တာတော့ရှိတော့ကန်တာတင်းရတာဆိုဆောင်းမတော်နေကြီးမြင်မှာတော့တောင်းတယ်ရာတန်တယ်ပြီးသူနေကနာကူနာမြူကြီးရာတန်ကြရော
ແຕ່ເຈົ້າຈະດີລະຕ້ອງບໍ່ໄດ້ຊິບໍ່ລາຍແຍງຈີແຍງລາຍແຍງເຊາລາດດີທີ່ທຸກມາລະວ່າຍິນແນ່ນໂດດຈະຕົ້ນນິດຈະກູນນະຈັງຊິກຊັນດາກຊັນດີລະຊັນດີກະຕະມາດະພັດເຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈຈ ngaju chu dang ji de ganga de chu ji hindi ya de sian ji rang yin de zhuma kun mie de ki tu ge ro rang yin zhuma kun de ki tu ge ma le
so yes the nature of mind is luminous it is mere luminosity we talked earlier and it is untainted and unsoiled by the mental afflictions so this can be identified by while one is engaging in meditations sometimes if one engages in meditation of on the emptiness or meditation on bodhicitta and it is though the nature of mind is not untainted it is untainted and it is unsoiled by the and defilements. It is covered by the files of the defilements. And those, defilements can be removed by means of meditating on emptiness and bodhicitta. It is through the continuous meditation on the emptiness and bodhicitta, one will eventually lessen the defilements, and then will once all those defilements are then are removed, then the nature of mind, which is mere luminosity, will be then when one will be able to identify that, very clearly and vividly.
Gain a conviction of the nature of mind being mere luminosity is by reflecting upon one's own mind in the beginning. In the beginning, when you engage in the practice, or reflection, which we call the reflection in inner reflection. And so when you were doing that, in the beginning, in the initial stage, it's more like blurry to us. It's not really clear. It's kind of blurry. And you will not be able to actually focus on the object of one's meditation, in other words. If you choose a particular object of meditation upon which you observe your mind and you infuse your mind with that object, in the beginning, you can't actually have that object very vividly. And as you progress your meditation upon this object, reflection upon this object, and the object of meditation become clearer and clearer. What that entails, not only the object of meditation, object of meditation itself is becoming clearer, but also the subjective mind is becoming clearer. With this, one can then be able to identify how the mind, the nature of mind is, untainted by those defilements. And so our main purpose of practicing in Dharma is to removing the piles of the covers, the thick layers of the defilements that obscure our mind, nature of our mind.
I have two questions. The first one is a short question, I think, and the second one is a little longer. The first one is, we don't get to go to Sakyavati until we're enlightened, is that right? That's the first question.
Okay.
The second question is, let's say, through the training, we get pretty good at removing all the obstacles, the negative emotions, and so forth. But we still have the karma, and a lot of it is from the past, and we don't even know about it. So we could still fall into a lower realm, at which point if we're animal, we eat other animals and so forth, we're not going to make any progress. I'm stuck here.
Okay.
To take this.
The Maraya da Dewa Nyi do kya la. Dewa Dangbu de Dewa Jing Xing Li ya. Dewa Jing Xing Li kya da kya da. Gewe Jawa Lden Dewa Jing Xing Li kya Jik Song Yin Ba kya la. O di Dewa Jing Xing Li kya li ya Rani Sangye Gu Gu Rebes. Sangye Yin Gu Rebes. Sangye Nima do Dewa Jing Xing Li kya Yoma Rebes. Ta kanda Dewa Dangbu de Dewa Jing. Dewa di Jian Lian Song Gna kya la. Te Song Gna kya. Dewa Yin Gya Shuwa. Dewa Nyeba Dira Shani, Dewa Nyeba Dita Kanda Nganzu Ta Susu Ta Changshu Tobya Ki Ani Lam Liya Zunbe Kabla Sikwa. Changshu Tobya Ki Lam Liya Zunbe Kabla. Chik Ta Susu Chik Barchi Taan Ta Kanda Susu Liya Chik Susu Gyu Liyo Dibyan Chik Nyomong Duksum Diki Samanda Susu Ta Zunbe Zowa Jeji Chin Di Mab Susu Borobas Sogorobas. Ine Ta Ta Chik Singame Kablia, the Sungame and Makablia, the Susu Lang Yamakar Sacha, or Susu Gotu Womar was. Yandi, Lake Wangi, and the Yan Susu Chick, Takawa and Kawan Yamba Dendachi, Takawa member Dendelia Kaji, Chick Dendero Dendelia Kay and Chick, the Samjan Shanli and Nusab Kayat of Dende Yungur was. Dende the Kandina de Yabu Gotu of Mendos. Chochin is Susu than that. Changshu Tobya Lamliya Zunbe Zunguorobas, Di Zunbe Kabliya, Di Barche Dike Kanga Do Togorobas, Togorobas, Tanda Kabdiliya, Barche Do, Ani Suzu Chik Nyumong Rik Dike Changma Pa Suzu Pang Togorobas, Ine Meba Sogor, Ine Tanda Tsengame Ngame Kabsuya, Da Suzu Da Chik Leng Nyemba, Da Chawang Nyemba Shivush Diliya Chukshayorobas, Dike Le Dike Ya Kewa Jema, Chika dundul dinde pembe le dinde yong sik robas. Di yong pe nani semjian xian le nesab ke gre. Dene yang le nyer nyer duya ki.
Ati
ri. Tidus. Sende ge
nyamu ji. Ati gendur rup shkande sangwe na sikwe. Sende
So the here as to the second question. Once you are training yourself on the path and oneself is engaging in the practice, in other words, such as meditation on emptiness, generation of bodhicitta and so on. Once you have realized on ascertained, you have gained ascertainment of emptiness, then there won't, this will then enables, this will actually remove those mental, defilements. Once you're able to remove the defilements, the karmic potencies or the propensities of the karma is removed as byproduct of, ascertaining emptiness. Similarly, once you are able to generate this genuine bodhicitta within you, and this will eradicate all those defilements. And there's no longer the residues of the karmic potencies is left, which will take you yourself to the lower realms again. Let's take an example of the, if you haven't been able to take a, shower for a month, and then, after a month, you take a shower, and all those, the dirt that you have accumulated for a month, is washed away. So it's not that you're washing, you're taking a shower that washes only those defilements or the all those dirts that you have accumulated today, but rather you're actually washing away everything. This is similar to that.
I was wondering, I don't know if this causes one result, if that was contained within the four measurables, and if so, would the correct way to be mindful of that would be to do the mantra of the four measurables while focusing on each one of the six causes?
Again, the Changju Simke and the Tajin Yemje Kunikeso Chira, and it Kundim Mangatu in Kunikeso in Sumber was. And the Taz Kansat Kundim Mangatu in Kunichi, but the Kundim Mangatu in Kunani Changju Simkeso Denalia. That's also Chick Machine Sunday, Machine Tinted Tinsuin Sunday, Mike. And laksam ki bardo so so rere liya chi deliya samdang ki dang ki chi di rere liya chi cheme chi kum gi che de ji chi kum to be na kande yong ge na din ka over
stand de chi re che ko cheme gi undi gi di gi cheme gi kal ri
tan da ma she gom be kab liya dal ya cheme chi dang de ji chen kom che ani din de ji ro ba gi na Dinden liya, ni sozo dinden liya gombe kable, yaan dee cheme seme chidang ten gombe yana. Ani yaan dinzoe liya, dinzoe gombe kable, yaan dee seme chidang teheji chen dos gombe yana. Ani kuwa burabes.
Kitaan rondo ten linan digwiri dutte, na gung guya yo maari. Kono maki, kono tere tenzo yaa doos chiyan do thun tata digwiri.
So, this actually, you know, you can do in this way, you know, like, When you're reflecting or you're meditating on the six causes, starting from recognition of all sentient beings as one's own mother, in conjunction with the contemplation on four immeasurables.
But,
so, So, he would suggest actually to really focus on the recognition of all mother sentient beings as one's own mother, rather than, you know, conjoining your practice with four immeasurables. So, if possible, one can, you know, focus once more on mind on emptiness is a better. While one is, you know, meditating upon the recognition of all mother sentient beings in conjunction with reflection upon the emptiness, this will be beneficial. You gain more benefit out of it. So you don't have to be enlightened. You don't have to achieve enlightenment in order to, you know, take a rebirth in a
Sukhapati.
What was the cause of the cause?
So, to take a rebirth in a Sukhavati doesn't necessarily that one need to gain a state of enlightenment. There's a one particular state called Akanishta in Tibetan, which means Akanishta, one of the state. That is the state only the enlightened beings can abide. So, if one desire to achieve enlightenment, one achieve enlightenment by entering into the state of Akanishta. That is a woman. So from So other than that, you know, if to gain the state of Sukhavati, it doesn't necessarily that you have to be, you know, gain state of enlightenment. It is through the virtuous actions, virtuous deeds will become a, you know, your virtuous deed and, you know, abandoning of non-virtuous deed will become a cause for taking rebirth in Sukhavati.
Right, right, because of the Samantha Bhadra prayer.
Prayers, yeah.
Talks about that, and that's all about the virtuous deed, and yeah. It talks about that, and that's, you know, it talks about it being reborn in that lotus there.
Yeah.
So that's what will accomplishing
this. Yeah, it's all, you know, as Kishla has mentioned earlier, it's all based on your virtuous deed,
right.
You know, and once, you know, virtuous deed in conjunction with what we call the prayers, intense
right.
prayers,
right.
will enable, become a cause for taking rebirth in Sukhavati, the land of Sukhavati.
And that's where Amitabha
is. Yeah, that doesn't necessarily be, you know, the enlightened beings.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, just one more thing. I think when you talk about renunciation, generating renunciation, how does one also do that in conjunction with developing equanimity? You know, I mean, because if you're not like that first immeasurable, I mean, if you're not trying to be distant or close, but trying to develop that state of balance, that equanimity, how does renunciation tie into that? Are you renouncing both that which is pleasant and that which is unpleasant, and thereby attaining that equanimity, or? Because renunciation seems, in one sense, to be an extreme on either end.
Koe dante te nyejung kya de gaal ya, da nyejung sambha da, so nyejung kya liya, zunbe kaab liya, ni yaa chik dante te teme shi dan te gurebes, tongto shi gudukwa. Teme shi dan te gurebes, kari senda ko chik tanyum dan kankai chik mewe na nyejung chik nyejung namda chi ya, kaabu rashi, mendo samso rashi, ta koron
どこでしょう。で、割れた、てなぐなの壊れにパンジュングぐろは。クイチャール。うん。にパンジュチ。てんじゅんどぐろは。てんじゅんさじるぐねんで、よんて。クイチャール、にぐめばんのぶち、とぐろは。壊れにパンジュチ。あんて、てんてるかじなこんばれちゃるもぐ。うん、しんこくんでんじゃろ、クイジ。またてつぎピギチ、にこぐ、ドアのぶちまて、てんてドアてとぐまろは。
So renunciation is generated on the basis of finding a fault in cyclic existence, the mundane excellences. Regardless of what kind of mundane excellences one may have accomplished, and it's all in the nature of dissatisfaction in the final analysis. And at the end, you will never be satisfied with that. That is the main thing that you need to recognize that. Then if one is able to recognize this, the dissatisfaction nature of this mundane excellences will then enables you to generate or to cultivate a reversion towards secular existence. And that is the main point. You know, you have to think about the suffering nature of secular existence and there's no essence in whatsoever that the accomplishment that one may have met in terms of the mundane excellence and so on. So this is the main cause for generating renunciation. Okay, and
yeah, I wanted to ask you if you could. I kind of know the answer to this, but I just want to. Curious about when we're speaking about the mental continuum, the rebirth, and the nature of the luminosity of mind and clear light consciousness. Could he make a sub?
subtle distinction between the subtle consciousness that continues to arise and the extreme of the non-Buddhists who believe in eternalism, or they believe in a permanent, ever-going, you know, thing. And I just was wondering if you could make a distinction between the difference between you know, something that's eternally going all the time, and the idea of the continuum of the mind that moves from one lifetime to the next, but then eventually when it becomes enlightened, it ceases, it seems.
Ta nangpa mayimbi chilo riki chiki da chik suzu ta ganda namji sinay mendo, kunzu ta soa sinay mendo chik di kunzu takbar kelin digi chiyo roba. Beko chik gyugin lima dewa chik da ayan koron chik be takbar rangyo yin dewa chik. Dinday chik kelin gin chiyo robas. Di da ani yang anzu nangpa chik the same range we saw a second kid and this chism tamo chism tamo chura wala tamo yishi ta yigi she ba ta chi tamo chi kewa din kewa chambal to ding da le yigi she ba on de da and the konzo konon zo da da she she yo da da chulo she be she she yo da da sem de ta ba ran jo yin de be sem de da ding le kewa kan de she le na
de de pe ding ge wa ro Sen tapa rangju yin na sen zhujo tongji yin ma sanji saa li tu tuma taito yin ma rwa. Sen kono me ta ngungu chungji yin kwe zhujo tongji yin de nga zi sen dujai di ya yabu za tu gyo rwa. Tapa se tita da ngen yin jwa na yin ma yin si gyo rwa.
So these two are actually antithetical. In other words, it's a contradictory, direct contradictory to each other, right? One is eternal, another one is nature of transitory. So it is totally contradictory, because the eternal soul or the eternal mind has no way to, you know, modify. You know, there is no modification is done. So whereas the continuity of mind or the mental consciousness the Buddhism talked about can be modified. It can be developed and make better and better. And finally, as a result of removing and you know, our modification, will then finally gain the state of enlightenment. And it's something that entity itself is in the nature of permanent and independence. It is not possible for this entity can be changed. There's no change can be brought, sorry.
Thank you.
That's where I got there. That's okay. That's okay. That's
okay. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
ကပလေရဆမရောချစ်တဲ့ချမ်းကျွတ်စင်မြံလင်းကြတဲ့ကလေးကဂင်တွေမြန်ကတွင်ကြီးကပ်စံလေးရချစ်ပါလောချံကောနာအနေဒါချင်းညံကြကိုနေလောချံခေါရညီချင်းညံတို့လေချင်တူကလေးနာစင်ကျွန်တော်တို့နန်တို့ရဲ့ကျွန်တော်တင်းနေတဲ့ကတော့ဒါကင်းနာကြီးကိုဝတ်တဲ့ကံကျလမဲဘကောင်းထွေးရရမှာလေတွင်တိုကရောဒိုးစင်ဒါကင်းနာပါကြီး
So it is actually good if one is able to, you know, to the, you know, engage in the practice of bodhicitta, generation of bodhicitta, on six causes and one result, you know, in conjunction with, you know, exchanging self with others. However, Kichla said that he could recommend you to focus on the six causes and one result would be better for you, because exchanging self with others requires, again, the firm understanding of lack of intrinsic reality of self and others. So it is this second instruction, which is exchanging self with others, is normally recommend someone who has gained advanced level of practice and whose mental capacity is in a state of more in advanced state.
Jesus. Lambo,